This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up is for Coles, celebrating WA Day.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Xavier's new book review, Up the Duff.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John. Please welcome Andy Lee.
Hello, Andy.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, mate, out of retirement for one shift with us, one break.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a spurts player now. I just come on for a very short spurt, and then they put me back on ice.
And before we move on, Andy, we must say, mate, and happy birthday from all us in here during the week. Last week,
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been a running joke for many years now that everybody wishes me a happy birthday every day of the week because they know that I don't celebrate them at all in my family. But it actually was last week, yeah, and I'm still recovering from the birthday festivities of the weekend.
What I was going to say, what's it like? So, okay, we all followed your journey when you were doing Drive with your bestie, Hamish.
You can't remember his name.
No, yeah. I know. I was like, God, it's been so long.
Well, 4 months after all 10 years of hard work and 4 months later, you can't even remember the guy's name.
He's gone, you know. 5 minutes of fame.
I can't either.
What's it like for you? Like, what does a day entail for you now? Like, I want to know, what does Andy Lee do in the day when he wakes up in the morning and then, you know, before he goes to bed?
Well, a lot of charity work, of course. take care of sick puppies, bring them back to life.
Wow.
Yeah, just the usual. No, we've actually been finishing True Story, which is season two of our TV show. Hamish and I are still doing our podcast, and I've been working on Talking About Your Generation, which appears again tonight.
So do you go to the gym? Like,
no. I was feeling this on the weekend. I've started wobble. I've got some wobble. For the first time, and I said to Beck,
wobble of your belly.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought this was a new gym thing.
No, unfortunately not. It's encourages people to go to the gym when they've got wobble, but I've officially got some wobble.
Well,
I said to Beck, I've got wobble, don't I? And she said, yeah.
Well, Andy, it's not only wobble that I've now got. I went to the gym the other day and I end up with a steam with the oldies at the end. I jump in the sauna with them and have a nice steam. But I was in my Speedos and I bent over and my stomach actually covered my Wilson. Went over the top of it.
A veranda.
Yeah, it was a veranda. It was
a little porch. It won't get sunburned.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm sun smart. Yeah.
Are you that wobble-ish yet, Andy, or not too bad?
No, I'm a little bit away from that. And,
a little bit away.
Yes. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe I can get to that level.
No, don't recommend it, mate. I don't. I'm a long way back.
We did say you finishing off True Stories. Congratulations, True Story, nominated for a Logie last night for Best Comedy Program. So congratulations to you and the team on that one.
Thank you. We only do the show for awards and public recognition. So thankfully, it's come through for us.
Well, that's the same as our radio show, except unlike you guys, we don't get the awards and the public recognition. Now, that's the end of the niceties, because I just need to fire this off real quick for Xavier. Mm.
Everything is neat and practical, because that's the way he likes it. But what if it wasn't? Upset Andy.
Now, Andy, this is my absolute favourite segment. Now, I mentioned to you once when I met you in Melbourne that I used to tell my partner, Emily, when I went to bed, I was listening to a business podcast to try and upskill myself. Yep. Little did I know, Upset Andy, the jingle to that, she knew exactly what I was listening to for 12 months. But I was mowing the lawns during the week, and you came to mind because I was listening to your last podcast. Now, does this upset you that when I mow the lawns, I think it's much smarter and more time efficient that they grow at a different rate, my lawns? So more, I don't go in straight lines. I just pick targets and charge towards the different levels of grass.
Yes, no, that upsets me. Yeah, I mean, for people who haven't heard the podcast or the show, I like things being a little bit more orderly. Well, because you just got to have a system and make sure every grain of grass is the same length. I mean, there's no point having tufts. I prefer everybody to attack it like the MCG ground stuff. Perfect lines both sides, so it kind of looks like a chessboard at the end.
Yeah, no, not the case in my household. Well, I'm fast and loose, mate.
You would die if you heard as well that he also stops halfway through and just leaves the lawnmower out in the middle of the yard for a couple of days whilst he has an intermission beer with his mates.
No, you must put everything away. must be a spot for it as well.
All right, see Andy tonight on Talking About Your Generation. It is on Channel 9 at 7:30. Congrats on that new show. And again, congrats on the Logie nomination for True Stories. Thank you, Andy Lee.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Love Island started last night.
Your favourite show, Anderson.
You've been talking it up.
Well, it was in the UK. And then they brought it here and they played it on, I think it was Gem or Go. I always get those ones mixed up. But anyway, they play it here in Australia, the UK version. The Aussie version landed last night and it is set to be probably just like the UK version. Probably already extremely addicted. There was a lot of people that weren't really into the show by reading some of the tweets that we had this morning. But then there was people like me that are gonna be addicted just from the first 10 minutes.
What do we get out of the show?
So basically it's a whole heap of people in their swimmers, in their bikinis, guys and girls. They go to a house in Mallorca in Spain and you've got to couple up. And at the end of each week, you've got to decide if you want to stay with your couple. And if someone, say, goes the whole series as in a relationship, then you'll play for $50,000. You can decide that you want to stay in the relationship.
They should be kicked off.
No, because the whole point, but it gets really interesting because people start changing partners and all that kind of jazz. But I want to talk about something else here. I want to talk about love languages. I believe that all these relationships could survive on Love Island and in real life if we all understood the five love languages.
So, yeah, I was going to say, what is love languages?
Have you guys never heard of the five love languages?
Dave?
No.
Everyone needs to read this book and you can do the test online. So
I'm pretty happy just how I'm going, Ando.
Dr. Gary.
Xavier's reading up the Duff one book at a time.
Dr. Gary Chapman, that can be your next review, Xavier.
No, absolutely no chance in the world.
Dr. Gary Chapman is a psychologist and through all the years that he's interviewed couples, looked after couples, like research and everything, counseled them. He said the whole reason why we're so many divorces these days, one in three here in Australia, is because we don't understand each other's love language. So we all speak love languages.
Right.
And we don't realize. So the five love languages are, and have a think about your own relationship.
Yeah, Dave and I have both got our notepads out. We're ready to learn.
Words of affirmation.
What's that mean?
So this language uses words to affirm other people. So you might be the kind of guy, Zaves, that always compliments Emily by like, you look really amazing today. So you're not words of affirmation, but she might be. So therefore you might fight because one might be, hey, give me compliments, give me words of affirmation, and the other one doesn't know how to do that.
Oh, so it's not about like you giving the affirmation, but some people need to
receive. You need to understand what the other person's love language is so that you speak the same love language. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I hope that's not Bridget because that doesn't sound like
acts of service is the other one. For these people, actions speak louder than words. So consider actions such as cooking a meal, setting a table, emptying the dishwasher, vacuuming, changing. You cook every night, Xavier.
Yep.
So you're obviously a thing that maybe you like is acts of service doesn't necessarily mean that Emily appreciates it.
No, she does, but she also does more than I do. So we're both service.
So you're both acts of service. There you go.
I am definitely not a service.
See, Griffo's acts of service, and that's he cleans the house. And I'm like, I couldn't care less. The other one is receiving gifts. For some people, what makes them feel most loved is to receive a gift. A gift is something you can hold in your hands. Look, that, and when you go out and buy it, it means that they were thinking of
Let's
you.
Skip that one because everyone loves getting gifts.
Everyone's all about the gifts.
He's come up with four and gone, we'll just make it five.
I'd prefer you write a card for me as words of affirmation than give me a gift.
Okay, so you don't need more gifts.
Don't care about gifts.
Good.
Oh, Griffo's just saved himself.
Yeah. He knows that. Don't worry. He hasn't given me a gift in a long time.
No wasting money on those.
Quality time is the big one. This is what I reckon mine is. This language is all about giving the other person your undivided attention. So don't just think sitting on a couch watching Netflix or Love Island is quality time. It means going out, getting rid of your phone, sitting down, having a decent conversation. And then the last one, which is a big one in my relationship, physical touch. To this person, nothing speaks more deeply than an appropriate touch. So it could be holding hands. It could be just
a pat on the head.
Could be a pat on the head like you, Xavier.
Yeah, tick.
So there's a test online and you can work. This guy reckons all his research, if you can understand what your love language is of your partner and know what it is, that it will save relationships.
So how many of the five do you need, right, you reckon?
So you can have you can have all of them, but they'll be like ranked.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean?
I'm a bit nervous now because I'm looking at the five thinking what I like give to Bridget and I'm struggling to find one off that list of five if there's...
So maybe...
Where's family?
Maybe you need to... Well, quality time could be with your family, that's really important for all of you guys
to do. No, but like actually a family, like kids and stuff.
Well, a lot of people when they see
physical touch, that's how you make a family.
It wasn't physical. It didn't get to that stage.
How many of those five do you think that you would deliver on?
Service, I think we both do that really well. Quality time's hard. She works full time doing an MBA. I work multiple sort of jobs.
So that might not be a top. That might not be a love language.
But it is though. But we just don't have a lot of time. So gave that a tick. Physical, whatever. Everyone does it.
Hides, which is yours.
You don't hold hands. You pat her on the head.
No, I hate holding hands.
So there you go. So physical touch isn't in there for you.
Just because I don't hold hands doesn't mean we don't get into it.
Well, we know. I don't hold hands.
Yeah,
tub,
but do you know what I mean? Like, just because you hold hands doesn't mean you tick that box.
Go do the test. I want to hear what you've got going on.
No, I'm happy how it's going as it is.
Dr. Chapman and Dr. Heidi will save many of your relationships today.
All right, I'll report back later on today because I need to do one of these at least.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now.
Heidi's harmonies.
I just sing away like.
We are giving someone the chance to play for $1 million in a few weeks' time on Hit 92.9. $1 million. So today is the money edition of Heidi's harmonies.
Which means just try and think back. Most songs, I think, are R&B songs that have something to do with money. But I'll be surprised at what we have. We've got Jack. Hello, mate.
How are you going?
Good. You reckon you're any good at this game?
Yeah, I reckon I could beat you.
All right, you good to go, Hides?
Going through puberty here.
Sorry, just clearing out my throat.
So what happens is we'll play a snippet of a song. Yeah. When the song cuts out, you need to sing the next line. We'll go back and forth between Heidi and Jack. Winner gets all pride.
You want to go first, Jacko?
Yeah, go on.
All right, mate, good luck.
When the music cuts out, you keep singing. Here's number one.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
My, oh, my, I wish I had the things I never had.
The things I never had.
I'm genuinely surprised that he's got that.
But what was the first bit that came out?
I think he got like a little bit tongue-tied.
Jack, I'm happy with it, mate. Well done.
No, I'm paying that. All right, here we go. Heidi Anderson.
Okay. Cause we work every day. Okay, I missed like two works. But
I mean, if we're playing Jack's early, Jack had a bit of a stumble at the beginning. Ando just stumbled through the middle.
All right, one all. Let's go to Jack again.
And I need dollar, what I need.
I need a dollar. Dollar is all I need.
If I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
I wouldn't have got that one either, Jacko.
Right words.
It's a good song, though.
Good song. Right. And if there's a TV show that's the theme song off that like made that song famous, it's called How to Make It in America. It is one of the great TV shows as well.
Is it a reality show or a dead setter?
No, dead set. So you know how Entourage is like behind the scenes of the film industry? It's the same people who made it, but it's the same but for fashion in New York.
Wow.
So they're about these guys sort of coming up in the fashion world.
What was it called again?
How to Make It in America.
Beautiful.
So produced by Mark Wahlberg.
Jacko, does this get you going in the morning, this? Because this makes me have a great week.
I'm just driving along to the airport.
All right, Heidi Anderson, let's go.
Papa, I'm a millionaire.
Cause I'm a millionaire, I got bills.
Sex with L, don't sell affection.
What the hell is this?
Nah, that was a tough one.
I haven't got Price Tag in there by Jesse J yet.
Now, Jack, you said you're off the airport. What's taking you to the airport this morning?
Work.
Where are you off to?
Just across from the airport.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go,
gotcha.
Jack. Your last one. Here we go.
Monday.
In a rich man's world.
Yes!
In a rich man's world.
Yeah. Jacko, you've beaten me, mate. Well done.
Hides, you got one last chance
here,
bro.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought I was out.
Come right there. Well, you are. This is just for pride, which you have
done. It's not about the money. We don't need your money.
We don't need your money.
Nah, we should have stopped there. It's all about the world.
Oh, chance.
Well done, Jack. You're the man.
I was worried they weren't going to have that song in there.
Well, you should be worried that you just got smashed by Jack from Woodvale. Have a good day, Jack.
Cheers.
See you, legend.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's Millionaire. Get on the air for your chance to win $1 million.
Happy life. Yeah.
$1 million is up for grabs. Someone will be playing for that in a few weeks' time.
Now, Rye, if you were lucky to win $1 million from Home Buyers Centre,
yep,
and you were to build a house, all right,
yep,
would you go a big one story, or would you go up?
Well,
levels.
I just moved to Fremantle, and you know how Fremantle's like, it seems like every second house in Freo has this kind of mezzanine kind of upstairs
bit. Yes.
So it'd kind of be like, I reckon, a half-half.
Where, one
like,
and a half-er.
Where the little kind of loft mezzanine looks over the big lounge room downstairs, which is like a double size.
Beautiful. So, yeah, I like it.
I'm going five stories on the beach.
You go straight up.
I'd probably just move where there's no one else around me, buy some acreage right on the beach, and then up.
See, if I had acreage.
And I'd chop it into work every day.
You know, you've only. It's $1 million,
not $1 billion.
For mine, yep, I'd love to buy a big block and have an old school one-story house, like a 10-bedder, but
yeah, like a big
story.
Old farmhouse style.
Oh,
you
amazing.
Could build whatever you wanted, and right now we're about to put some people in the drawer, and they could potentially be a millionaire.
Yep, Eliza, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We are Hello. Well. Now, if you were to build your dream house, Eliza, like Zave was just talking about, what style would you go for?
I think I'd probably go for a one-story, yeah. Stairs are too annoying to try and climb up and down on.
Oh, it's I'd a hard have like life a, as a millionaire, isn't
I'd
it?
Have an elevator, just saying.
What about, this is actually a true story.
Yeah.
One of my best friends at school, Will, he was from quite a fair bit of money. You'd never know that, though. He dressed like an absolute bogan. Now, when I moved out of my apartment and into my house, I had 1 month where I was homeless. Will asked me to move in with him.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, mate, I don't want to crash your mum's place. Now, he goes, no, mum won't know. So you go underground. It's like one of those car parks where it lifts and you go underground. Yep. You jump in the lift, go up to level 4. The only person that goes up there is the cleaner.
Oh,
this is the whole
wow.
level in an elevator that no one knows about.
Well, no one goes there. He said, move in. No one ever goes up there. Mum won't even know you're there.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Hello, Mandy.
Hi. How are you going?
Good. You want to be a millionaire?
No, doesn't everyone.
So tell me this. The competition started last week. Have you left your radio on 24/7 and taken it with you wherever you go?
Look, I'm at work and we're not allowed to listen to music.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Where so where work? Are you now, the bathroom?
No, I'm actually in the boardroom.
really strict. You can't listen to music, but you can muck around in the boardroom.
Well, no, you've obviously snuck off.
No, but I mean, the boardroom's usually out of bounds for everyone, bar board members.
Thank you, Mandy. You are in the running to play for $1 million. And Emily, you're in the running as well. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
No worries, Emily. You could be a millionaire, baby.
Now, have you snuck off as well? Are you not at work yet?
I'm actually in the car park just waiting to go in.
Okay, well, how about that? You get to go in, getting to dream about literally whatever you want.
Yes.
So as we were just saying, what sort of place would you build if you were building a place, Em?
So first of all, I've got a block of land ready to go. So obviously I'd start off with a house. But my dream job is to run my own business as a doggy daycare. So I'd love to get that.
Oh, now we're talking, Emily. I'd happily be an investor.
All right, good on you, Emily. You are in the running. Keep listening after 9 o'clock this morning. Kat will be on having more people on that standby list. It's thanks to the Home Buyer Centre helping you to own it for what you pay in rent. Visit homebuyers.com.au. Scrolling in the feeds coming up next, as well as our thoughts on the Logie nominees, which some are great and some are like, who?
Who?
Who? Who?
Sorry, I missed
who?
The great ones.
Who? Well, where was the good ones? We'll get to that up next on Hit 92.9.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Do you want to be a paid Skittles taste tester?
Yes.
A paid Skittles taste tester. That sounds like a pretty good job.
Ask the reception girls downstairs. I seem to sample quite a few from the Skittles machine down there.
Heidi, are you any interest?
No, couldn't care less.
Well, the Mars Wrigley Company, who are the owner of Skittles, they are actually hiring people and they say the job requires you to be able to pass a blind Skittles taste test. So that's the job interview. So they give you to taste it and you've got to say what flavor it is. And I thought we'd just test it out ourselves. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen, close your eyes and producer Dave is going
to
put
some water in my mouth.
Okay.
Because I just had a
I've got chicken noodles in my mouth. I can't have a coffee.
Well, cleanse your palate, guys. Cleanse your palates. Now, what you need to do is close your eyes and producer Dave will put something in your hand, which you'll put in your mouth. No, not that Dave, the Skittles. All right, there you go.
Yeah, be careful what you put in my hand.
Yeah, now Xavier and Heidi have their eyes closed. I'll get you to go first, Zave. Now put that in.
Yellow.
Is that right? It is. Correct. He's called it. All right, Heidi. In your own time, mate. Alpha Bucks is coming up in 18 minutes.
Red.
No, that looked very green. And please don't show me. We already know what it is before you put it in. Right, one more go each. Xavier, could he be the Skittles taste test champion? He's smelt it like a red wine. He's swirling it around in before his senses to get a full taste. Xavier, what colour is it?
Purple.
What was it, Dave? It was orange.
Oh, right. Of course it was orange.
What do you mean, of course? All right, one more for Heidi, and we'll see how you guys
go. That was good. Oh, yeah, got to close my eyes, don't
you? Can apply for the job at the Mars Wrigley Company's website, of course, to be a taste tester.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi's savouring the taste. She's a bit into it. Been a while off the sugar, so she's back.
I know, right? Sugar high. That one's yellow.
That was green as well. That was green as well. All right, bad luck, guys. You won't be being an official Skittles taste tester.
I swear I saw something the other day in the news.
Yeah.
Where they all are the same flavour.
No, that can't be right because I can distinctly taste different flavours.
Yeah, Xavier is not the full expert we thought, but he is well
Maybe
versed
it was
in Skittles.
Smarties or something. Oh, yeah,
they
Smarties
all taste the same.
Yeah, they taste like chocolate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today.
Now, Xavier, you said something that shocked all of Perth a few weeks ago.
Yes, Emily cried and she never ever cries. She's tougher than myself or tougher than most people I've ever met. So when she cries, it's like bunker down. Threw me off. Unfortunately, I went for the two pat on the head technique. Wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Now, we took calls on what I should do whilst Em's pregnant to help her out. And this was the call a guy gave us.
There's a good book called Up the Duff. I'd recommend, Xavier, if you've done no research, probably have a bit of a read through it.
So what am I going to do, Rye?
Let's do it.
Everybody knows that the stork brings the baby.
How babies born.
Where babies come from.
Sperm egg collide.
What do you mean, sperm egg collide?
Birds and the bees.
Up the Duff by Kaz Cook. As interpreted by Xavier Ellis.
Week 22. Now, to paint the picture here, guys, it is a book that goes through the 40-week stage. So it gives you from week 1 to 40, you're meant to read along. I've skipped the first 22 weeks because I did do med science in year 10. So I feel like I've sort of up to date with
and
what
you know,
goes on generally.
Obviously what the birds and the bees are.
Absolutely. Now, I'm
Day one was well done.
Well, I was going to give you the choice. We can either go through that wonderful night in Rwanda or we can go to week 22.
Let's just say you had obviously a good night.
Okay. And, I wouldn't call it a night. It was a very short time. Anyway, all right, week 22. Now, what I'm going to do here is just firstly I'm going to go through a couple of things that Emily's going through,
yeah.
A couple of things Clive's going through, and then a couple of things that most pregnant women are going through.
Is Clive the name you've given to the baby, or is he the father that you haven't met yet? Who's Clive?
Well, it's not Clive. Who was our tour guide in Rwanda?
Clive is who you're calling the baby.
Yeah, Clive. I'm calling it Clive from now on. Yep. So if you hear me refer to Clive, that is the unborn son of mine. Now, at week 22, Clive should be about 20 centimetres long.
Wow.
And 460 grams.
Oh,
okay. So they're
so
only
like a couple of tubs of butter.
Yep. Mine's half a kilo. Yeah. So one big tub.
Right.
Now, what Emily should be experiencing is back pain, back pain, rib pain. So that is a tick. She's a little bit uncomfortable. Now, ladies at week 22 have obviously put on a lot more weight than 460 grams.
Have they?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Em would have put on 5 or 6 kilos, I think. So do you know why that is?
Because
there's extra blood. And there's amniotic fluid.
Yeah, so they get quite puffy.
Yes, so that's what happens with them. But also, of course, their boobs grow.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so there's a little
bit.
Have
you noticed that, Zave?
I can report that is correct. Now, for little old Clive, who is 22 weeks old, this week he is developing eyebrows and hair.
How cool is this?
Yes, and also, did you know the inner ear, his inner ear is formed to the adult size. So his inner ear will not get any bigger.
So he's got his big ears.
No, the inner part.
The inner.
Yeah, no, he hasn't got big wing nuts yet.
He's no Adam Gilchrist in the
Yeah,
face.
No, he's not. Now, their lungs are actually developing. Now, something interesting about their lungs is there's a detergent-like substance called surfactant, which is in there. So when the baby's lungs expand, because they're so small, this detergent-like substance keeps the lungs expanded.
Wow.
So that they can breathe properly.
And then so it doesn't cave in and around it.
Correct. So there you go. That's a learning point. Now, Right. Yes. Have you heard about a pregnancy glow?
No, never heard that term.
Well,
before.
You know, they say like, oh, you've got the pregnancy glow. You look
fantastic. I've heard glowing, but I thought that's the night after someone who's been in a bit of a drought's finally broken.
Yeah,
I thought that's what a glow meant.
No, and have you?
I have heard of it, yes, plenty of times.
Do you know what it means?
Well, I thought it was like when your cheeks and everything, like you've got this glow around you and...
Incorrect.
You're looking puffy?
No, absolutely not. So everything's working overtime, generally resulting in more oil, sweat and pigment, which is colouring, being produced.
Oh.
So a pregnancy glow is the retained fluid can give your skin a shinier, smoother appearance.
A bit like Botox.
Which is usually known... as a pregnancy glow.
Yeah, they
so it's
glow.
A fact that pregnant women look shinier, glowier, and more beautiful in the skin. Now, they also do say that I don't really give it a toot about it, but cellulite in the backside and the thighs, a bit of hail damage can also come along.
Oh, wow.
So that's interesting, isn't it? The pregnancy glow is due to oils.
I like that. But you know, one of my girlfriends, when she was pregnant, her hair had never been so thick. And, you know, some really weird things happened to her.
Is that because of the oils maybe?
I don't know.
Now, just quickly, a couple of others. Pigmentation changes. So the nipples get darker. Do you know why the nipples get darker, they say in the book?
No, why?
Suntan?
Nah. So the baby can find the nipple easier.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, but I find that a furphy because I once held a child with my shirt off and she got onto my nipple pretty quickly. So
yeah, that's not something you miss. Well, it's easy for you, Zave, because they get four things to aim at instead of the regular two.
Now, be very wary
exactly.
of, I'll quickly wrap it up, be very wary of skin tags, which is friction. So obviously the breasts are growing, rubbing on areas. Varicose veins, a possibility, not for M though, so she's tracking pretty well there. Rashes can appear, not for M either, but try and avoid soapy soaps, so use the non-soapy alternatives, or ask your pharmacist or 131060, give me a call anytime. I can advise you on that one. Now, there is one part of the pregnancy which I have had to steer clear of, just the last little point, which I'll have to read it because I'm going to quote it like I'm writing my thesis.
So this is from Kaz Cook's book, Up the Duff.
Some pregnancy experts say that the female hoo-ha turns purple.
The female hoo-ha turns purple.
Yeah, so the female genitals can turn purple, but no one's game to look. It doesn't matter what the colour is. Tell a lie, lime green would be a bit of a worry.
That's what it says.
Yes. So this is the book I'm reading. But anyway, week 22 is done. So
surely the gyno's game to look.
The gyno gets in there. He has a look. I'm sure.
Gets in there is very graphic.
But anyway, week 22, we're charging on. Week 23 will be next week. I don't know what's going to happen.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
Inner Sanctum experience with the Fremantle Dockers. We've got two tickets to give away. We've got seating, premium seating, beer, wine, non-alcoholic beverages, change room access, two-course meal, access to the field club to watch the players warm up, and access to the theatre pre-game.
Now, I've done this for the last few years, and it is awesome because at the lunch, they usually have guest speakers come in that are former players or current players that might be injured and stuff. Mm. So it's a really awesome afternoon. Back when I was on the bevvies, had a few at the games, and we want to know now on 131060, a secret from your inner sanctum in your household.
All right, and the best one will be winning those tickets. Let's go to Shana. What's happening in your inner sanctum?
So long story short, I was travelling with my grandfather around Australia. We had a couple of drinks one night, and he blurted out that he cheated on my grandmother on his 57th birthday.
Oh, my God.
And still to this day, I have not told a soul.
Oh, and so is your grandma still alive?
Yeah, yep. They're still alive and kicking.
In Perth?
No, not in Perth.
Ah, free swing. Well played.
Where do you hook up? Where do you hook up at your 57th birthday?
I have no idea. No idea.
But he didn't have a full-blown affair. It was just a hookup.
Yeah, just a hookup from what I
know. Not that that's any better, but I'm just trying to get the details.
No, but I'd call the home run a full on affair.
No.
I mean, that's as fair as it gets.
It was all an affair, but I meant like, you know, an ongoing, like he had another girlfriend.
I was going to say
thanks, Shana,
the deal was sealed.
That's a very juicy inner sanctum secret.
A naughty poppy.
Let's go to Applecross. Mel, what's happening in your inner sanctum?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, good, Mel.
All right, I'll try and keep it short. So basically, I found out that my dad wasn't my real dad, and this guy that I'd always wanted to be my dad was.
Oh, wow. Oh, how does that happen?
It's a real Days of Our Lives story. So when I was five, I started asking if I was adopted. And Mum's like, no, darling, you're not adopted. Here's the photos of when you were born. And then when I was 15, I went and spent a year with my dad. And I said to Mum, you sure, Mum, that he's my real dad? She's like, yes, darling, he's your real dad. And then only a couple of weeks later, I was at the doctor. And back in the old days, you know, they used to have the file out there and call up your name. And
yeah,
I was I picked up my file because I was really bored and started reading. And that's when I learnt that my dad wasn't my real dad.
Whoa. So the guy that you wanted to be your real dad, was he the next door neighbour or something?
Yeah, so, well, he was this girl that I met at school. I was like, not obsessed, but I was like, wow, you know, I wish she was my sister. She's so beautiful. And, you know, I wish he was my dad. And, yeah.
It was
him.
Mel, this does sound like a made-up story. I'm not going to lie.
I know. And the only person who could believe me, I had to ring up my best friend and go, you are not going to believe this.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is incredible, Mel. I could talk all day about that because there's so many, like, missing links to the story that I want to know about. Let's go to Scarborough. Oh, God.
Siskia.
Is that how you say your name?
Yes, it is.
Bang. Hello, Siskia. What inner sanctum secret do you have? Someone who's going to be walking home with a double pass today for the Freo Dockers game on June 10.
Okay, well, what happened was when my father was born, his family took him away. So his father and his grandparents took him away from his mother because his mother was having an affair with her office, her boss.
Yep.
So he lived for 35 years and he was told that his mother was dead. And it wasn't until his aunt finally, so his mother's, his dad's sister,
yep,
finally confided in him and said, look, your mother's alive and well and you have a sister.
Oh, my Lord.
So he lived 35 years thinking that his mother had died, and she hadn't. She was alive and well.
And then have they made contact?
Yes. So once he found out, he made contact with her. She flew over. We were living in Canada at the time. So she flew over. She was living in Africa. She flew over and with her new husband and met him. And he met his sister. They look identical.
Wow. All right. God. That's juicy. That's juicy. She's taking us into the inner sanctum.
I don't like this game.
We're playing it again on Wednesday and Friday because we've got double passes all week to give away. But who do you reckon? God, they're good. It's hard, isn't it?
I'll quickly go through it again. Shana, her 57-year-old grandfather, played up on the wife on his birthday, who's now much older than 57. Mel was hoping that a fake dad actually turned out to be a real dad and had a sister and stuff who she admired. And Siskia had a...
her husband.
It was taken because the wife was playing up with the boss.
Yeah.
Sorry, yep. And now they've caught up with each other.
I mean, there's three wives.
He didn't know who his mum was for 35
years.
Are you more scared of these stories now, Zave, because you're 3 months away from possibly half black child?
No, I keep telling him. I keep telling him the way she's going, she might be a single mother.
I'm going to say I've got to go with either Shana or Mel, and I reckon that Shana might take the cake with the grandfather.
That's a pretty juicy story. I think I'm Shana as well, Zave.
Oh, my vote doesn't count, so I'm happy with that. I don't like this game.
All right, Shana, well done. You're going to the inner sanctum.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
No worries.
Thanks for revealing that juicy story about your grandfather.
No worries. They're not here, so it doesn't matter.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
I was at a wedding over East for the weekend, and I flew back to Perth last night, and I was on the same flight as the Western Australian under-17 girls softball team, all in their yellow and black jackets, you know, Team WA, under-17s, having the time of their lives. And I remember when I used to play volleyball, when you go away with the state team and stuff, it's like absolute friends for life. And Zave, you would have played in the under-18s, carnivals
12s.
And stuff, right?
12s, 13s, 15s, 16s, 17s, 18s. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And one of the most things you used to look forward to every year.
Yeah. And who best mates you've met through those camps?
There's probably plenty, but well, Sean Grigg played his 200th game on the weekend for Richmond. Yep. Joel Selwood. Yep. We had like a very good Vic Country team.
Yeah.
Which obviously Victoria was split in half.
I was going to say, I wouldn't know what that feels like, you know, yep. in my solo shot put career. And stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, you're all a solo player.
You just had support staff around
yeah.
you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I saw the Western, and it's just great to see the West Australian colours, like when, especially yeah. they're all in the team uniform, like rep and yeah. WA in Sydney. And I just remember looking at the girls yesterday and I was like, oh, they might not know it now, but like they would have had one of the great weeks of their life. And
did you not think you're going to do a like speech in front of them and be like, girls, this is going to be the greatest week of your life? I can yeah, just imagine you going no. over and pepping them up.
Well, I was chatting to one of them because I did see I saw the gold and black and I was just curious what sport it was.
Yeah.
And they sort of had medals, and I was, you know, g'day girls. And one of them actually said to me, oh, yeah, we won bronze, and can you give us a shout-out on the radio tomorrow?
So she knew who you were.
Well, here's the thing. Oh. She comes over and says, can you give me a shout-out on the radio? And I said, yep, and here it is. Western Australia, under-17 girls team won bronze. Rep and WA, good on you, girls. And
does bronze get a shout-out these days?
Well, apparently so, because they came over and asked for it. And I said, you know what, girls, I will do that for you. And you know what they said to me?
What?
Good on you, Xavier. You're a really great boy.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today.
Yesterday, Ando, HBF run.
Yes, the HBF run for a reason. Now, we were giving away $5,000. You had to find Xavier and myself and get a photo, get a selfie with us, but we were in disguise. Xavier and I got up at 4:30 on a Sunday morning, sat in a couple of chairs here at work and were made up as old people.
Absolutely. Now, I'm talking the full movie length, like Lord of the Rings. Is it prosthetics that was called?
Yeah.
We looked $1 million.
So, Denise.
Well, $1 million is in good, but not $1 million. You looked less than $1 million because you look so old.
No,
and
I look tight. I look tight.
Denise and Walter, you have to go and check out this video of us at the HBF run for a reason.
Looks
because
incredible.
People, I was trying to embarrass Walter the whole time, which was Xavier Ellis. Because
it's not my bread and butter, is
no,
it? I like minding my own business and just being low key.
But we were both dressed in what we would normally wear as Heidi and Xavier, but then our faces and everything were real old people.
And did you have something done to your teeth?
Yeah, I had my teeth yellow.
It looked like 40 years of smoking darts.
And I know.
Ando looked like, hey, if you're on the meth, that's what you might look like in 40 years.
So clean up your act, because yes. that's what you got to look forward to.
And a few people commented that on our Facebook page, but have a listen to how it all went down. Where are we, Walter?
HBF run there, old Margaret. Oh, no, that's me side piece.
I'm Denise.
Margaret's me younger woman.
Dirty old man. The runners are that way. Oh, Walter, come over here and meet Jason. He did 21Ks. What a little legend. Hello? Hello? Oh, well done, well done. Oh, I've fallen over. I annoyed myself with that voice.
Yeah, so that was arguably my worst nightmare, dressing up and walking around like that. But it was good fun, and we did look $1 million.
Looked great.
So
now, how was it received by the punters down there, Zave?
Well, it's interesting, mate. I got a bit of attention from the fairer sex.
Well, really?
To be completely honest with you,
the girls were. You know, there's something cute about like a grandpa. There was something cute about Xavier.
You're telling the story, Jeff.
And there was something cute about Walter. And I think like he had his basketball shirt on and he had his walking stick and his bald head.
I got a bit of attention, didn't I, Ando?
He did get a little bit of attention from the ladies. And we had a bit of a laugh and we said, I wonder what people are like here in Perth. Like, have they had hookups with older people?
Yeah, it might be 18 and the guy might have been 50 or vice versa. You know, obviously 30-odd years is quite a big margin in age.
Because we were kind of like, does anyone, you know, the joke was that he was always looking at other women yesterday and I was chasing him through the crowds going, Walter.
Xavier's just given me the creepiest wink of all time.
So we want to find, don't we, Xavier?
Yeah, absolutely.
A huge age gap here in Perth with someone that you hooked up
with. You might have married them and you might be truly in love and he might be dead in a couple of years and there might be a little pool of cash for you, yeah. Or there might be just a one-night stand, whatever it is, 131060, give us a call. What was the age difference between someone you'd hooked up with?
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on The Hitter. Download it today.
Let's go to Mandra. Lisa, biggest age gap for you?
Yeah, hi guys. Morning. I'm just calling up to say that my husband and I have a 20-year age gap.
Beautiful. How did you two meet, Lisa?
Oh, we met travelling around Australia and when I was 20 and he was 40.
Oh, wow. And so you were both travelling. Had he been married and had kids and stuff before you?
No, he had been married, hadn't had kids, but didn't come with baggage. We've got two beautiful kids now. Yeah, and everything's amazing. Love is love. Like, yeah, we don't see the age gap, and I don't think any of our friends or family see the age gap. But, yeah, certainly music-wise and maybe clothing-wise, yeah, it comes through.
This daggy old bloke. So you just said then the family doesn't really care. Was that weird the first time you sort of took him to meet the parents and they were the same age as him?
Yeah, well, my mother-in-law, she's 84. Whoa. So, obviously when I catch up with her, it's different conversations that we have, you know, with friends and family. But, yeah, my mum and dad were totally cool with her on board.
Love is love, like you said.
And that's it, Lisa. I think like when my brother dated an older man and older woman, I was a little bit confronted at first, but that's because I'd just come out of high school and stuff.
Yeah.
I think when you get that you do...
The older you get, the less the age, isn't it?
The age you worry about.
It's so weird to think like when you're in high school and someone was 17 and they were going out with a 19-year-old, you're like, are you joking? Well, they're so much older.
We used to joke around to my dad because he's 5 years ago. Well, Dad, what were you were five when Mum wasn't even born. Yet. Like, yeah. I used to make jokes like that.
The first girl I kissed was a year younger than me in year 12, and I was like, wow, I might get locked up for this.
Let's go to Bianca. What's your situation?
Hello. I'm engaged to a woman who is 20 years my senior, and yeah, things just keep getting better.
Oh, Bianca. So, how old are you and how old is she?
So, I'm 31 and she's 52, and we're polyamorous. So, I also have another partner as well who's actually around my age, but I've always been attracted to people older than me. I find it, I don't know, it just suits me really well.
Now, Bianca, a lot of people wouldn't understand polyamory. Can you just quickly explain? I've talked a lot about it before because one of my girlfriends is polyamorous. Can you explain to everyone what it is?
Oh, look, it's having multiple loves, and everyone knows about everyone else, and it's all very transparent and communicated about, and any emotions that come up that, you know, you may be struggling with, you talk about it and talk it through. It's very, very human to feel those things. And it's just a very freeing and authentic thing. You can just be yourself and love freely.
How many, Bianca, how many partners can you have? And is it just another form of saying you're pretty much almost single? Like, how many partners can you have?
I think it comes down to, like, time, how much time you have to actually honour each relationship.
Yep.
It's really important that you do, like, honour each for what they are. My other partner has a partner, and
how old's it all?
Really well.
So your partner is 51. You've got another that you're engaged to, and then you're dating someone else. How old is your partner's other partner?
They're around the same age.
Oh, see, isn't that interesting? So you two have connected with a 20-year age gap, and then you're both seeing people of your similar age, but you're obviously bringing out different things with each other. I like
it. Yeah, and it's beautiful. Everyone, you know, everyone falls different gaps, and everyone's all very individual.
Bianca, do you ever spend time together?
Like
all of you in one go?
I've got my hands full when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
That Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up was for Coles, celebrating WA Day.